You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello and welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show with myself, Retro Mike Kendi. And we are here from my homeland and have the pleasure of being in a true country today, my homeland of Wales, and in the capital city of Cardiff. Although I currently live in the Midlands, people often say to me, "You miss Wales?" I say, "No, I look nothing like her. She's got long blonde hair and a sash." Cardiff, the capital of Wales and the UK's 11th largest city, Cardiff gets its name from the Welsh word Cardiff, which means fort on the Taff. The name was likely coined when the Romans occupied Cardiff in around 2,000 years ago. The Romans also introduced a sweet delicacy to the Welsh people with their orchard plantations along with the banks of the River Taff. They were called taffy apples. I like that joke. I laughed about that joke when I wrote it. Doesn't sound so good when I say it out loud. Anyway, the city is visited by 18 million tourists every year and only 10% go missing. That's amazing. And that's normally on Wales versus England home games.
Rugby already.
Oh, yeah. It's the sixth most booked city for hotels and B&Bs, and according to Visit Britain, the 10th most visited city by international tourists in the UK. In 2011, National Geographic ranked Cardiff as the sixth alternative tourist destination in the world. Alternative as in, should we go to Cardiff or go somewhere else? Preferably nice. In 2009, Your Magazine voted Cardiff one of the top places to visit because of its attractions and how close they were to each other. And all of those attractions can be found on Bute Street between 6 p.m. and 4 a.m. 9% of the population in Cardiff speak Welsh as well as English, so not very good then. There's also great debate about where the Welsh language originates from. However, I can reveal the truth here on the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show that the Welsh language was invented by someone who was losing at Scrabble. Great efforts have been made recently to preserve this language, which the UN, the United Nations, at some point considered endangered, like a virgin in Merthyr Tydfil. Cardiff was the first fair trade capital of the world, which started with Splot Market Man trading his Cardiff wife for a socket set. He got a good deal. Cardiff is also known for the City of Arcades. It has the biggest concentration of Victorian and Edwardian and modern day indoor shopping arcades in Britain. Around this time, shop was surrounded by a plethora of brothels. Thriving trade in the area. I went to a brothel in Wales. They charged me 20 quid entry fee, and I said I could choose one of the girls to spend some time with, but it turned out they had no women at all. I got fleeced. Police in Wales, UK, published results of a recent anonymous office offensive weapons surrender scheme. Cardiff Central Library was where the amnesty took place just last night, actually, and is being celebrated as a significant victory for the people of Wales. It is for its safety and security going forward, and its chief of police. Among the 200 weapons collected in the hall comprised of 120 knives, swords, including custom-made blades, 70 handguns, which included 10 AK-47s. In a short statement to the press, a town spokesperson described the public reaction as being one as shock, as none of them knew there was a library there. Religion is still as popular as ever in Wales, with Sunday service being a routine for most Welsh households. In the Bible, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and in Wales, that's a good summer. St. David's Centre is one of the largest centres in the world, and it is home to a wide manner of outlets, as well as food, dining and opticians. When I went there for an eye test, the optician said, "Can you read this chart from top to bottom?" And I said, "Well, read it. I even know the guy." Tamika, that's because all the letters are all jumbled and the Welsh language really doesn't have many consonants. Never mind. Okay, when you have to explain the jokes. All right, go back to sleep, Tamika. It's fine.
Okay.
Principality Millennium Stadium has one of the largest sliding roofs in the world. It is the second largest stadium in the world with a fully retractable roof. It currently uses falcons to scale off pigeons and small birds. Personally, I think you should put an electric fence around the stadium and cure your problem, and that way you get food. And imagine the meat you get off a falcon.
Is this the Welsh source of meat? It's incinerated.
Yeah, we do two things well. We hunt and we dog. So, as many pubs and bars as there are today, back in the 19th century, Cardiff actually used to employ someone to taste beer. Which means dating Welsh women was a lot easier. I used to go out with a Welsh girl who had 36 double Ds. It was a ridiculously long name. Cardiff won the title of European City of Sport twice in 2009 and 2014, and we have some of the fastest runners in the country. This is due to a long history of runners from the Cardiff area. My own uncle could run a mile in just under 5 minutes, mainly with the dogs and police chasing him. Henry Morgan, better known as Captain Morgan of Morgan's Rum fame, was born in Llanrymney in Cardiff in 1635. Yes, in Cardiff, not the Caribbean. He was a legalised pirate, appointed by Charles II and allowed to pillage and rob from whoever the country needed to. Today we just call them politicians. Mm-hmm. Screenwriter Terry Nation, famous for creating the Daleks of Doctor Who, is from Cardiff and grew up in Llandaff. The singers Shirley Bassey and Charlotte Church, is as well as comedian Griff Rhys-Jones, was born in Cardiff. Wales is also famous for hip sway and heartthrob Tom Jones. Mm. Many women has thrown their underwear to Tom Jones over the year, including our own Jenny Wenny, which upset Tom, mainly because he hates spiders.
Did it also cover his entire body?
It's like a net.
Yeah.
Famous children's writer Roald Dahl was also born in Cardiff, and he also grew up in Llandaff. There's also he's also very famous there for slipping a dead mouse inside a jar of sweets in a sweet shop where the shopkeeper was particularly rude to him, which is quite nice. A minor thing to do in the circumstances, as the people at Llandaff would have burned the shop down. The Wales Millennium Centre has won the Loo of the Year award twice. Who knew you could visit an award-winning toilet? Unfortunately, it was recently subject to a crime, as during a South Wales police convention, some daring youths came into the centre and stole all the toilet seats from all of the toilets.
Jokes.
Try as they might, the police had nothing to go on. Talking of things going down the toilet quickly, let's meet the teams.
Smells like a small newborn baby. It's Luke. He's on Santa's naughty list, as well as the police. It's Joe. She is a sandwich short of a picnic. It's Tamika. She needs a wee-wee, but we have pads. It's Jenny.
Jenny Wenny is our regular team captain, although she was born and bred in England, she does have a little Welsh in her. This is mainly when she goes on her annual 2-week holiday to Porthcawl in South Wales.
It lingers with her for many a day after.
It's terrible when you laugh at your own jokes, but that is funny. Joe can no longer visit Wales alone. He's the first person to be banned from the country, and this is due to a little misunderstanding that occurred a few years back when a woman Joe was talking to at a party said, "Prestatin." Joe got confused and didn't realise she was referring to the place she was from, not a request.
I think it's a worthy confusion.
Yes.
Press that in. It's an order.
Anyway.
I think if I said that, I'd mean my hernia. Yeah.
Is that foreplay for you?
So, Tamika is a very welcome visitor to Wales, as not only being someone from a foreign land, that being Birmingham, of course, she also fits right at home as one of the locals from the valleys, as no one can understand what she's saying either.
Funny.
No,
that's the point.
What did you say, Jen? Tamika?
Luke is the only other member of the team that actually has Welsh blood running through his veins. He is a Jones by name, and his grandfather comes from Wales originally. So that makes him a quarter Welsh. A quarter Welsh is fantastic, Luke. That means only 3/4 of you are defective. Anyway, let's play some games.
Now here's a story all about a show. I think you know, a Meg Hoganable was a star of the show. The sounds are loud. Make some plans. Here's a weird game called The Silence of the Lambs.
Okay, our first game pays homage to the double Oscar-winning Welsh actor Sir Anthony Hopkins as we play Silence of the Lambs. Now, I just found out that Sir Anthony Hopkins is Welsh. Certainly explains why he wanted to keep them lambs quiet. In this game, contestants must guess the name of the movie. However, over the top of the sound will be the sound of lambs or sheep making noises.
Now, is this going to turn you on, by the way?
Well, no. We're not going to do movies this week. We're going to do songs, okay? So I'm going to play a song, and you are going to have to guess exactly what that song is, but it's going to be marred somewhat by the lambs or sheep bleating or barring. Okay. Contestants must try to silence the lambs and come up with the right answer. That's a good slogan, isn't it?
Nice. Nice.
Okay, so I'm going to cue up the first one.
Just sounds like a farm.
It literally just sounds like lamb. Wow,
that one's dying.
Can't hear any music.
It's played really quietly. All right, let me just see if I can get it. Oh, there we are.
That's traumatizing. That's a bird.
Anyone?
Is this meant to be a song? Just hear meh.
Did anyone get any of that?
Couldn't hear it.
Right, okie dokie. That was the Banana Boat song from Beetlejuice. Let's try.
Sounded just like it. I don't know how we didn't get it.
Let's try this one.
Lord Beans,
What's the name of it, Jay?
Right, do you know that? Anyone know that song?
Da 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 da.
Oh,
that
happens to me.
It might have someone in there with a significant.
Oh, the tea's kicking in. Is it David Bowie?
And who else is in the song?
Bing Crosby.
What's the name of the song?
Sod Nose.
Are you all right, though? It is Drummer Boy by Bing Crosby and David Bowie. Right. It's a great game, this.
Yes.
Okay, let's try this one. So, did you get that?
I'm going to be hearing those sheep.
I love this game. This is so, it's so impossible.
It's so hard.
It is so hard. But thank you for that. And could you put your hand back, please?
But it's nice. It's so nice.
Okay, so what was the song?
I don't know. I thought it was The Cure.
Okay.
I don't know. Friday, I'm in Love.
It is Panic.
I don't know.
Panic in the streets of London. Panic in the streets of Birmingham. Tamika sat on the town.
Funny joke. Funny joke.
Here we go. Try this one. What was that?
I don't know. I had a tantrum.
Living on a Prayer.
Bon Jovi.
Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer. Bon Jovi. Okay, give you one more before I have to shoot these put these lambs into a nice place. God, I could do with some lamb now. I tell you, I love some lamb.
I don't know any of these.
You've never heard of Living on a Prayer?
No.
Maybe this is the one you'll
get. Yeah. Expression, no expression. The best mode. No, but I know the song, but I don't know the name. Mad World! Yes! God, I don't know, I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled by...
What did you say? Sorry?
By deciphering lambs, it's Mad World.
Mad World? It is correct. Oh. Well done.
Well done, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Silence of the Lambs over and done with. You'd be happy for that, Tamika.
I did not know one of them songs.
No. Okay. Right, okie dokie. So, we're going to play another game. Some people like it fun. Some people like some jam. Some people like cheese with it. Or even cheese and ham. But having bread toasted is what I like the most. But where on earth do you put? Please tell me where's my choice. This game is called Where's My Toast?
In my belly.
Toast is a must-have for all breakfast connoisseurs. Unfortunately for me, I've mislaid my toast somewhere, and I don't know where to find it. I don't have a picture of my toast as it comes out too grainy. Oh, come on, people. So I'll let you ask questions to see if you can discover where in the world is my toast. So let's start off with the crustiest person here. Jenny?
Is it on your cat?
No, it's not. That's a reference for the last show. She's very good remembering that.
Dimension's okay. Not here.
You can ask me one question, Jen.
I've got one.
I can see. Can you put your clothes back on, please? One question, Jen. You can ask more questions after that.
Okay.
But you got one to begin with.
Are you indoors?
No. Luke.
Is the toast in this country?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Tamika.
Oh. I thought it was something else.
What did you think
it
was?
I thought we could just ask you questions. I was going to ask you how old you was.
I'm 21.
I thought when you said you can ask me questions, okay. I didn't know it was about
so
the toast.
The name of the game is called Where's My Toast? That was a clue.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought we...
It's not the game called How Old Is My Toast?
Okay, so what did you say, Joe?
I didn't say anything.
You asked him a question?
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
It was Jenny Wenny and then Luke.
So far, we are not indoors. And we are in this country.
Mm. That's correct. So it's your turn to ask a question.
Literally anything.
So if you're not in this country, where are you?
No, we are in this country.
Oh, where in the country?
Well, that's the game.
Kind of gives it away. It's like playing hide and seek and then telling the person seeking you where you're hiding to.
I've got a question, Mike.
Yeah.
Where's the toast?
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically Tamika's question, isn't it?
Is it somewhere warm?
It depends on the weather. Okay, Joe?
So it's outside. Is it in an urban area?
Describe an urban area in your definition, because that does differ from depending where you are in the world, I suppose, and where you are in the country and where you've grown up.
Like an inner city, high streety place? Versus countryside?
It's not inner city, but it's in a city. Mm. Okay.
Is it in your bin?
No, because I don't live in a city, Jen, as you well know.
So it's somewhere that's warm, depending on the weather.
Yes, well...
That's everywhere.
Okay, that is everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, did we say it's inside or outside?
We said it was outside.
It's outside. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it in a park?
No.
No, okay.
But you're very, very close.
Okay.
Tamika.
Is it where there's loads of people?
Yes, loads of people... go here. Not all the time, but they do go there.
I'm guessing it's probably some kind of sports place. I'm not going to say stadium. Might not be a stadium, but some kind of sports place.
Like a brothel?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's not a sports place. Mm-hmm. Jen?
Well, do people go there 24 hours a day?
No.
Mm. I'm zeroed in. The toast is in Cardiff Castle.
No.
Damn.
How did Tamika. You get
to... This is quite hard.
That's the idea of a quiz.
You could ask him if it's in Cardiff.
I thought we weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Well, Cardiff...
You can ask that question. Is it in Cardiff?
Well, is it in Cardiff?
No. Joe.
So it's somewhere where you get a lot of people every so often.
Yep.
But it's outside.
Yep.
But it's not a park, but kind of like a park.
It's sort of, I suppose.
Is it a famous attraction?
Yes. Jen?
I don't know.
I know, that's the point of the game. If you did know, it'd be a bloody short game, wouldn't it?
I've got another Hail Mary guess loaded up.
So do I. I've got a little sneaky suspicion there. I don't know why I went there. I'm so sorry.
No, you are rather distracting, Joe.
Go on, Jen. It'd be your bedtime soon, Jen.
No, I'm feeling it.
I know, I wish you wouldn't.
You've got everybody on you tonight.
I know that. I'm just a love spanner.
I can't think of a question. You go.
Okay.
Is your toast sunbathing on the beach in Barmouth?
No.
Okay. How did you get to that?
Where'd you get Barmouth from? That's a bit of a random one.
If it's not in Cardiff.
Yep. I didn't say it was in Wales.
Oh,
did you not?
No.
Oh. Oh, down.
Is it in the theme park?
No, it's not in a theme park. Hello, you're on a very similar line. Joe.
A water park?
No. No, it's not on a water park or a theme park.
Is it at a festival?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is it at a zoo?
No.
So when we said country, we meant UK rather than...
Yes.
UK, okay. Does that count as my question?
No.
Does that count as my question?
Yes. There you go. No, go on. Oh, go on.
Can you just tell us where the bloody toes
are? No, Joe.
So it's somewhere where a lot of people go. It's not sports, not music, not festival, not... Is it...
But it can...
I've got one.
Go on, mate. Go on, what have you got?
Is the toast in the graveyard?
Do you know, I love the way your mind works. Can I rephrase what I just said, by the way? I love the way your mind doesn't work.
You said it's somewhere where there's loads of people. It's not a festival. It's not music. Yeah, it's not sport.
Part time there's
You're
people.
Dead.
They don't take graves out.
I'm dead. What are you talking about?
They're dead, then.
Well, toast is dead. It's a piece of it's a piece of bloody toast. It's not David Toast from Toast Castle.
I bet there's no answer to this. He's having us on.
No, that's right, yes. Go on.
You were going to say something before the graveyard.
I'll give you a clue. It's in the Midlands somewhere.
Ooh. I mean, it's a big place, the Midlands.
It is.
A famous attraction in the Midlands.
Yeah. You could go and listen to music if you wanted to, but not all the time.
Is it... This is really hard.
Yeah. You've had this and the lambs. Two easy
games.
Is it
in the West Midlands?
Where's the line?
I don't know how to answer that. So can you ask me another question? Because I don't know if you really define it as the West Midlands or not. I'm not 100% sure.
Is it very... Is it in Warwickshire?
It is in Warwickshire. Jen.
Are you in Stratford upon Avon?
No, but I'm very close by. Luke.
Are you on the side of the motorway on the way to Stratford?
Depends which way you're coming from or going to, I suppose. Maybe. I don't know. Depends.
Are you at the race fields?
What? No, not Warwick wet race fields. No, it was a very good question. Joe, you're going to skip you now because you lose a life and you're out of the game.
No!
Jen, I'm joking. Go on.
The toast is at Warwick Castle.
It is at Warwick Castle.
Yes!
I'd like to just go back how I was on castles right at the start.
You were, actually. Yeah, yeah. I thought you was going to still go down that same thing. So it's not. It's in a hot or cold location, which it is. Mm. It could be hot or cold. It's in a tourist attraction, which it is. It's, you said park was kind of, sort of thing. But yeah, it is in Warwick Castle as we speak.
Is it in the dungeon in the Warwick Castle?
No, it's not. No, it's just out in the courtyard, just doing nothing and just thinking, what have I done with my life? Because I've come to a Merlin attraction. So, well, that's the end of that game.
Oh, that was intense.
Let's move on. For
some people say Welsh is odd. Some people say English is too. But here we ask the question: what does this Welsh mean to you?
Okay, so this is Wales versus England. This always has been a rivalry between the Welsh and the English. This has not changed over the years. Wales recently won the rights to have its own parliament, meaning that decisions about the Welsh economy can be made without the guidance of the reigning government. Since its inception, the Welsh Parliament has significant investment into industry and area development. It's increased the number of sheep that farmers can produce, so they're even doing something for the common man. In this game, you will hear a word in Welsh, and it's up to the teams to decide what it is in English.
I don't know.
I know three words in Welsh, although I have been told that they're all wrong.
Yes, probably by me. Pontyping, one of them, is definitely wrong. Okay.
I swear it's a microwave.
Okay, so I am going to put a... I'm going to give you a word in Welsh, and I want you to tell me what it is in English. So the word is... Eistediaethiai Catherineadiron.
Oh, no chance.
Crikey.
I give you a clue. It's a subject at school.
Geography. Science.
No.
History.
No.
PE.
No.
No. Just listing.
Cooking.
No.
Textiles.
No.
Art.
No.
What else?
Philosophy.
No.
Religious studies.
No.
Economics.
Physiology.
No. You got one of the words, right?
Me.
One of you has.
Mm. What did you last say?
Religious studies.
General studies.
No.
Oh.
Women's studies.
What did you study that at school? Sounds that's amazing.
I did that after school.
Sex education.
No.
That was neither of the words.
No one's ever mentioned any of them words.
Right, it must have been made then.
Woodworking.
No.
Studies.
It actually, I said the I3 Catherineadiron is actually computer studies.
Oh, that real one. So that IT.
Or computer science.
It's called computer studies. That's what it means. That's a translation, is computer studies. You call it information technology now, but still, computer studies, it was back in the day, okay?
Well, we're not from back in the day except for Jen, so we wouldn't have been able to guess that.
Jen was back before there was days. Okay.
I'm loving how you're jumping on it as well, Kat.
A sputty.
Mm. A what?
A hot butty.
A sputty.
Is it a food, though?
A no. Butty?
It's a building.
Oh.
Library.
Church.
No.
Prison.
Dungeon.
No.
Castle.
No.
School.
Brothel.
Did we say school?
No.
That's wildly difficult.
A building.
School, yeah, and I guarantee all of you
a flat.
All of you have been in one at some point in your life.
Prison.
We're back to that. Giving the game away.
A news agent.
No.
A shop.
No.
Supermarket.
No.
Hospital.
Hospital.
Oh. Oh.
Is hospital. Okay. Headloo.
Headlines.
Oh, headloo.
Can we just
what?
Go down this road? So, headloo. You think headloo is Welsh? For head lice.
Yes. The first thing that came to my head.
Sounds quite adorable, actually.
The first thing that came to your head was head lice.
Yeah.
There is an ointment you can get for that, okay, just so you know.
I know, I took it off you.
Yeah. So, headloo, what did you say?
Police.
It is the police. Whoop, whoop. Send the police.
This is something that you're not telling us.
It's quite adorable. They have it on signs.
It's everything's so crime with him, isn't it?
What? So who's Polici?
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 What you mean in Europe, where they have like Di Polici?
No, so I thought that's what they call police.
Here right? Comes the Polici.
Polici.
Here comes the Polici. To arrest him.
That's what I thought.
We're going to commit a crime. Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have skipped them.
A skull.
A skull.
School.
Well done, Jenny Wenny.
Well, that was a bit easy. Don't give her flowers too much. It gave it away, didn't it?
Araf.
Slow.
Well done.
Yeah. How do you know these Welsh words, Jen?
Look on the road.
Every holiday. Every holiday.
Every holiday. Araf.
They're the only two words you need. Araf. Headloo. Mm. And you're golden.
And Kimru. Or Kumri. Or Quimru. Or Quimrai. Or whatever it is.
Popeed.
Popeed.
Pop.
Popeed.
Toilet.
No.
Poo.
What?
What?
Poo. Poppy. Don't fool a puppy.
No. It's a place. It's a shop of some description.
Food shop.
It is a food shop.
Butchers.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh. No, not butchers.
Grocery.
Salad, I love
bakery.
Food.
Well, it is
butchers.
Baker. It's baker. Oh. Well done. Joe, you got that one. Okie dokie. Let's try this one. Hold on a second. Bikia Modio.
Bicycle.
Biker groove. Ooh,
not quite.
Bike riding.
Not quite.
Bike lane.
No.
Oh.
Motorbike.
Motorbike. It is motorbike. Yay! Oh, look at you. That's pretty good. Okay, do you want to do one more?
Sure, let's do it.
Can it please be Poppy Ping?
Canoe.
Candles.
No.
Canal.
No.
Cow.
Did you realise that sometimes the first letter of the Welsh name doesn't necessarily mean it's the first letter of the English name, yeah?
Say it again.
Canoe.
Canoe?
No.
Did you not just hear what he said?
Well, gotta try.
Dog.
No.
Cat.
Yeah, look, hold on, 2 seconds.
Mouse?
Camel.
Boat.
Camel.
Come on, come on. Come on. No.
Canoe.
Camel.
No, it means singer.
Oh, no, we would have ever guessed that.
Okay, then, let's see what if you can guess what this one is.
Tamika.
That is such a
Is that Tamika?
One.
It is Tamika. Yes! Well done.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
You wouldn't have guessed that. That's amazing. Okay, and last one then.
Such a unique name, isn't Hen. It?
Hen.
Hen.
Jenny.
Why do you say that?
Because you probably put Jen said hen.
No. Jen. No. It is Jenny, but it's actually English is old. So there we are. It's quite relevant, really. Well, there we are. That was Wales versus England. I think I went down pretty well, didn't it?
I am a sad now. I am the most tough. I will take you where you need to be, make you home in time for tea. I'm on the bus navigation in all the land. I am the sad now 3000.
So we're going to play a brand new game, and this game is called SatNav 3000.
I'm already worried.
Okay, now roads are getting increasingly busier. As well as this, housing seems to be popping up all over the shop. It seems that if there's a patch of free land or a country lane, the government is putting a housing development there, which is destroying the environment, but more importantly, making dogging harder to do. The teams will have to navigate themselves on Welsh roads to get to the Severn Bridge, where they can escape Wales and return to England. To help them, we've invested, or I've invested, in the state-of-the-art SatNav 3000 system. So, team, let's start your engines.
Welcome to the SatNav 3000. Please listen to the instructions given. Could someone please wake up Jenny?
Jenny!
Welcome to the SatNav 3000. We will attempt to navigate you in the right direction. Please start your engines.
Joe? You do yours first. Hang on. Oh, wait. That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, Tamika. Thank you. And on to yours now. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Ready to go.
That's a V8.
It is.
That's a nice engine.
All right, so on.
Okay. Jenny, start your engine. Jenny, if you can. Start your engine for us, please. If you could start it any time, that'd be great. If you could. Do you need help there, John?
If I'd asleep and left the battery on.
I'll just get in Luke's car.
No, you're going to have to try and start it, Jen. There's something quite wrong here.
Sounds healthy.
Oh,
the car is old and knackered like you, really, isn't it? Hopefully, we might get
to start. Start, Jen.
And that's the end of the game.
Oh, there we go.
Yay!
Okay, so we listen
Joe,
to this.
Joe, it is your turn first.
Joe.
Oh, okay.
Drive straight.
Okay.
Now turn left.
Yeah.
Now turn left.
Yeah.
No, the other left.
Yeah.
Left. Go left.
Yeah.
Please go left.
I'm actually turning my head.
I said left. No left.
I'm trying.
Sorry, I meant right.
No.
Hello, Joe, it's the police. They are pulling you over. Seems your head is reflecting the sun and dazzling other motorists. Luke, you go.
Luke, it's your go.
All right, let's roll.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You have a puncture in your inflatable girlfriend. A member of the AA will be here soon, brilliant. Bringing with them a bottle of whiskey.
I think she got the wrong AA.
Tamika, it is your go.
Tamika?
Head straight. Now turn right.
Yep.
Now turn left. Mm-hmm. Straight on. What? Now left. Right. Now right.
No, I
What's
hear the
that
sheep.
Man doing in that field with that sheep?
It's mine!
Don't look, Tomika. You are too young. Now go straight and head to M4. You know this works better if you are in a car.
Yeah, get back in your car, Tomika. Stop being off foot.
I'll see if he's trying to look at the man.
Jenny, it is your turn.
Jen?
Is someone this old allowed to drive?
Possibly, maybe. I don't know.
What if she dies behind the wheel?
It's a chance we're going to have to take, isn't it?
She look frail. Is her carer going with her?
A carer will be going with her. That's fine.
Get in the car, Jenny. Oh, no. You need a wee-wee. Joe, back to you.
You
have got a telling off from the police officer. Now carry on your journey. Go straight. Head left. Now go straight on.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that banging noise coming from your boot? Must be the woman you had tied up there. Good job, the police officer didn't do a search.
I swear she was dead.
Luke, it's your turn. Keep driving north. Go north. Let's go. Head north. Wow, you are rather quite good looking.
Thank you.
There we are.
Maybe after this we can get a bite to eat.
We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can see how you and I can have lots of sat-nav babies.
Not sure that's
Watch
possible.
Out for the tree.
Oh, no.
That's what you get for flirting with a sat nav.
It seems Luke has been killed. I'm now a widow.
Just made her a widow.
That was a crash and a half.
Go straight.
Tomika?
Stop at the red light.
Vader?
Stop picking your nose. It's disgusting.
I think I'm going to be sick.
I've never seen someone stick their finger that far up their nose before.
Now you have.
Silly bitch. Jen, wake up.
Jen?
Go straight, Jen. Keep going. I hope you got your meds. Head straight ahead. Be careful of that cyclist.
Be careful.
Never mind. Nobody likes cyclists anyway. Wait.
Oh, I really hurt.
That cyclist looks familiar. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. You just run over Joe. Joe's up again.
You're out of the
game,
Joe.
There is a man hitchhiking on the side of the road. Will you stop?
No.
Let's face it, Jenny. It's the only man you will ever pick up. You pick up the man. Wait, that's not a man. It's Tomika. You can see how I made that mistake.
Literally.
Now both of you head to Lantav. Not go to Flychwich, then to Estadminak, now to Blinua. Gosh, I think I just spat on myself. Is this a real language?
Yes, it's a real language.
There are more vowels than there are actual vowels.
Yeah, I know. All right, carry on.
I think they just make up the words as they go.
It's rude, isn't it? It's Welsh.
Head straight. Wait. Tomika, you need to get Jen to the care home. It's
I'm
way
trying.
Past her bedtime.
I'm trying, she won't move.
She also needs another wee-wee. Hang on.
Right. She's got her pants on.
What's that smell? Oh. Too late. Never mind. It's a good job she has her waterproof underwear on. No one has made it to England.
No.
You both will now live in Wales. You will probably be eaten by the Welsh. It's a shame as I don't want to be stuck in this country. I think I will initiate self-destruct mode. Goodbye, cruel world. And Tomika. Silly bitch.
Wow.
Oh, that was...
I would love to know when I become a bitch. Yeah.
You was always one. So there we are. That was a new game.
That was
SatNav 3000.
That was such an adventure.
I may bring that back at another time. You never know, depending on where we are in the world.
Shocking, your fingers will be rocking. The electric will be fun. You will feel it in your fingers and your bum.
Okay.
No more sheep, please.
Jen's had many a sheep in her life.
You're sheepest. Right, okay. I'm going to have to get a prop for this next game.
Oh my word, it's electrical.
Oh no.
Does it vibrate?
I've never seen one so big.
I know.
Is this I know this game. And it gives you an electric...
Oh, is it?
So this is a game called It's Shocking.
Yes! Yes! Here we go again!
I didn't sign up for this.
Or...
Did the previous...
Or that's shocking.
Joe, oh you just my. Attach those pads directly onto your nipples while you're inside.
Oh, good Lord. What have you brought?
I remember playing this one.
Is this safe?
I remember playing this when I was younger, and I played it with my brother's friends, and they just said it was a funny game, but you hold on to it. It's like a thing that you hold on to.
We did that the other week.
Yeah, and then it shocks you, and I was crying my eyes out because you know what, I was going
to
get shocked.
Just to describe what we're seeing at the moment, Mike's pulled out a car battery and some clamps.
You stick out on your own, please.
The thing that worries me is that the box which this came in is predominantly in German.
Yeah, I got it from a World War II.
Am I going to regret putting it there?
To be honest with you, I think you'd be all right. Okay, Joe, if you could put this on your arm or something.
Just put it on mine.
I need to de-worry.
Shall we put this on this arm so we're
is
not...
Is this going to hurt?
Maybe.
Yes.
No.
Does an electric shock hurt?
I've just read how many volts go through this. You don't want to know.
Okay.
It's going to really hurt.
Maybe I didn't want to get shocked.
Maybe you'll like it.
I've had it and I didn't.
This is a game called...
Oh, why would you put it on your groin?
This is a game called That's Shocking or It's Shocking.
I hope I don't lose.
Well, okay, this is what we're going to do, okay? What I need you to do is I need you to complete the circuit is to hold hands with the hand that's not connected. So, hold hands. Yep. There we go, completes the circuit. Yeah. Okay, it's just a test of this working.
I don't think I'm going to like these.
Okay.
I think you will, go on.
Try that one, see if that...
Oh, it's so good! Oh, get in, hold my hand!
Okay.
Give it to me, Mom.
Have we got to stay holding hands then?
So,
can me and Jen have another one before we start?
Come here, Tamika, because I'm going to grip her hand so hard.
Okay.
It's nice.
I don't want it anyway. It's
so, here we go. Final game then.
Can we stay holding hands?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yes, please.
It's surprising to learn how many influential people are, in fact, Welsh. It seems that there are more famous Welsh people than people consider. Wales is obviously, as produces fair share of well-known names. Tom Cruise is got Welsh ancestry, by the way. Tom Jones, a Welsh heartthrob. Catherine Zeta-Jones. And, of course... Retro Mike Kennedy. But only one of those three have their names on the wall of the Welsh Assembly. And it's mine, and it's in the male cubicle, in Birmingham marker with a phone number, so call me. In this game, the contestants must guess if the person is Welsh or not, and the answer may be a shock to them. In this instance, quite literally, as the wrong answer, they will get an electric shock.
Oh, yes! Oh, you're staying holding hands with me.
It's like, so like nice. That.
Oh, it's so
or
nice.
Even.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Oh.
What about my pacemaker?
Okay, so I'm going to start with, and remember, if you have to collectively as a team guess the right answer. So, Taron Egerton, is he Welsh or not Welsh?
He is Welsh. He definitely is Welsh.
He
is. He was the one who played.
Yes.
He played Elton John, didn't he, in Rocket Man?
And if that is the right answer, then Jen and Luke gets a shock.
Yes.
And if it's the wrong answer, you get a shock.
Yeah.
So who is the right one?
Yes, we got it right.
Don't get shot.
Okay. He's called Taron Egerton.
Okay, Ian Rush.
Ian Rush. He is indeed a Welshman. Enjoy your shock, folks.
Oh, oh, yes! Yes! Oh, thank you, Luke.
Is Joe getting more than
I'm
us?
Never coming back to this podcast.
Okay.
I've been traumatized. Okay,
Tommy Cooper.
Ooh! It's not what he sounded like, but Tommy Cooper? You don't know who that is, do you, Tommy?
I'm not talking.
Just like that. War Affairs did magic.
I think he was. What do you think, Tamika?
Nothing.
In actual fact.
Yes!
That's a small one.
Oh, was that a big one?
That was a big one.
Don't you dare.
Oh,
okay.
Do you like it?
I don't.
Okay. Let's just change the settings.
Just remember, Tamika, the clammier your hands, the bigger the
shock. Let's see if that what makes a difference.
Oh, are you okay? You didn't even make a sound.
Is that one more intense?
I'm slowly dying.
Nice.
Hey?
Slowly dying.
Yes.
Okay, Duffy.
No.
I'd say no.
No? I'm going to go with no.
You can say no. Well, in actual fact, Duffy.
Oh, God. Yes!
This is indeed Welsh.
I need a wee wee.
It's going to be adult pants. You've got them on today.
Sharon Osbourne.
No,
I mean, she's like, oh, what's that? No, I don't think she is in any way.
Unfortunately.
Yes!
You're correct.
I've got to drive home after this.
Wee-wee.
I need to feel in my arms.
Right, this one's going to be interesting. Paul Whitehouse.
Who's that? I ain't talking.
Paul Whitehouse.
No, yeah.
It's us.
Everything. Oh, is it you two?
No.
It's you. It's you.
I don't think he's well.
Everyone has been so far, though. So
what do you reckon? Yes or no?
Over you up?
No.
He is a Welshman.
Oh.
Okay. Tom Selleck. Now, I know he's an American actor, Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
But was he born in Wales?
Why not?
He was born in Wales?
Probably.
You've just got me shot for no reason.
Oh, yes! Oh, God, that was the biggest yes!
What did you do?
Oh, blimey!
You know what?
Oh. I'm coming back here.
Joe's hair stood up on end. Joe's hair.
We're changing the word retro in your name.
Yep.
Sadist.
Sadist, man.
David Jason. Is he Welsh or not Welsh?
They did say that the house was in Cardiff from Only Fools and Horses.
They did, but still, my gut feeling is no, but it's up to you.
Might have been an homage to him.
Okay.
Go Welsh.
There you go. Okay.
Right, ready?
Oh! Yes!
No.
At least I was listening.
You're enjoying this so much.
No, he's not Welsh. And the house we referred to was Bristol, actually. This is the Welsh show. Bristol was the show. Yeah, just so you know, remember.
Down.
Okay, let's have a look for another one. Timothy Dalton.
Yes.
Yes, what?
I think he is Welsh. He is a Welshman.
Do you think so?
I would say. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yes!
Oh, thank God. My arms are vibrating.
That's it now.
It's not the only thing that.
Okay. Dolly Parton.
Not a chance.
No.
Surely not.
Thank.
Really?
Was she actually?
Dolly Parton's Welsh.
No. I just wanted to shock you again.
Fair enough.
Bonnie Tyler.
Yes. Sorry, it's my fault.
Can I have that one?
Oh, yes! Oh, I love it! Oh, God! I don't like this saying.
Oh, Tamika, you love it, really, take it.
What? That's going to be a different story. Sean Gibson.
Who on earth?
Sean Gibson's in.
Oh, she a weather woman?
Peter. No, she's in Peter Kay's car share.
Ooh. Oh, her. Yes, she is. She is Welsh. I think she is. I'm just remembering when they did that. I think she with a name like Sean Cyan.
Yes!
We're doing well, Tamika. We're doing
I'm
well.
I'm done.
Okay.
That's
Keith.
How many more? He likes
doing. Can we keep doing this all night?
No, I don't want to keep doing okay. this all night.
Okay, last few then, okay? Keith Allen.
I don't know who that is, I'll be honest.
Keith Allen is Lily Allen's father.
No. He's an actor. Oh,
he's not Welsh.
No, nothing.
So who's saying what?
No, he's not.
I'm just changing settings so it doesn't.
It's not our turn to make.
You're crying.
You're right, Jenny.
So you saying no?
I'm gonna say no. Oh God.
Do not shot me.
It's getting more to be carrots, lovely.
Give them that.
Something like that. Still, we broke contact. It was about stop.
What about Joe Calazaghe?
Yes, he is.
Fuck. Oh.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I'm not okay. playing.
So you can take it off to me. You can take it off. Okay. So this is going to be now the final showdown. It's going to be between Joe.
My hand's perfect.
And it's going to be between Joe and Luke. Okay. Now, I expect you now not to put it on your arms, but to put it on your cheeks.
Oh my god!
Okay, so let's have a look. See who I can pick from.
Oh, it's so funny on the cheeks.
It's Katie Lamb.
Who is that?
Katie Lamb.
She is indeed Welsh.
Oh god.
Oh, did I get it as well? Yeah. I took a few there as well.
Oh, is she related to Larry Lamb, by the way?
Oh, I'm getting some again. Oh, yeah.
Governor Stacey!
Well, that was if we put it all the way to the top.
It's throbbing!
Stop!
Oh, I thought my teeth were going to explode.
I was just going to say, your teeth have started falling
okay,
out.
Okay, let's have him. Let's have Larry Lamb. Is he Welsh or not Welsh?
No, he isn't.
We've lost one.
Oh, what a shame.
Right. Okay, I think we'll end it there.
That was unbelievable.
I was kind of
full power.
Yeah. I kind of still loved
okay,
it.
Okay, so at the end of that brings us to the end of the game. And it's the end of the show as we know it.
How long is the ambulance going to be?
Well, your one's outside, so... And at the end of the show, I can reveal that our winner this week is none other
again
than Mrs. Virginia Alley from Cock Street in Cockermouth.
Big up her love of cock.
Yeah, so all I can say is thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for taking part. And for myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from Joe, from Tamika, from Luke, and from Jenny Wenny. It's a very good night. God bless. And we'll see you next time on the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Bye-bye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.